This is KGNU Media Gardens, Nuestras Ondas, La Encrucijada, where Boulder County youth tell their stories, give their perspectives, and become a seed to amplify youth voices from our community. Today's segment is brought to you in partnership with Skyline High School's Dreamers Cohort from the I Have a Dream Foundation of Boulder County.
Hello, my name is Axel, and I'm here with
Brittany
and Catalina.
We come to Skyline High School.
We are all in 10th grade.
Today, we are going to be talking about abortion, and we're going to be giving you guys our opinion about it. So, as you all may know, an abortion is a medical procedure that ends a pregnancy. And I feel like here in the United States, or just like anywhere, abortion is a very controversial topic, and a lot of women get criticized and judged for it.
We don't think it's right that women are getting criticized and judged for it, because as women go through a lot, hormones change, your body changes, you give life to a human, which is a big deal. We also think that, like, if she got, like, raped or something, like, I guess she should have her own opinion on she wanted to have the kid or she doesn't, because she's the one that got raped, not the guy that got raped.
And not just that, but, like, what if they're homeless and they don't have, like, a home, food? You know, taking care of a child is not like just, oh, yeah, it's a baby, whatever. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it's like you're bringing another life to the world.
Yeah, and if you don't have, like, the money, the house, everything is just hard. I guess your parents can help you, but you just need to be financially stable.
I feel like an abortion won't also wipe all the confusions or fear or whatever it is that she's feeling.
Everybody has their own feelings and everybody's going to feel a certain type of way. But I feel like that's something that you can't take away from a woman, because once you're aborting, it's like, I guess you feel guilty because of everything that other people say, that, oh my God, you're killing a baby, this and that. It's not a baby form. Like, it's not a baby yet. It's cells.
I feel like abortion has the same risk as, like, being during pregnancy and after pregnancy. Not even just that, but, like, giving birth is a big one. So, like, I really don't think why men should have an opinion if, like, they don't have a girl's body in a way that can explain it.
We also feel like teen pregnancy is very controversial, I guess you could say, because it's a baby taking care of a baby. I just feel like some girls are not mature.
Some of them, like, I don't know, they don't have, like, their life set up in a way. They're still going to school. They still don't graduate.
Some of them don't even know what they want to do with their life yet. And I feel like them not being able to abort is just, like, having a baby, and they're not ready for that. So we're going to switch it up a little bit and say what the Spanish culture thinks about it, especially the Mexican part, because I just feel like it's very hard for them.
Vamos a cambiar un poco el tema y cambiar idioma a español.
Siento que el aborto en la comunidad hispana o latina es un tema que muchos papás piensan que es como un pecado y lo toman mal.
Siento también como muchos fueron papás, como vamos a decir a los 14 años, dicen que como toman a mal abortar a un niño. Si ellos pudieron.
¿Cómo no vas a poder tú?
Ajá, así.
Es así piensan.
Sí.
So thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We really enjoyed giving our opinion to this.
Muchas gracias a todos los que escucharon nuestro podcast.
Que nomás son pocos, pero esto concluye nuestras opiniones en abortar. Por la calle más recta.
A diversity of youth voices and perspectives is crucial for a rich, informative, and creative media landscape that enables the growth of civic participation and community strengthening. The KGNU Media Gardens Youth Initiative will continue to amplify more young voices and perspectives through these airwaves.